Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed Tes. And on the top of Shabbos daf Lamed Tes, Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah from later on daf Kuf Mem Hey Amud Beis. And this is the sugya of Ein Bishol Achar Bishol. The Mishnah says, again, Kuf Mem Hey, but it's quoted here on daf Lamed Tes. As we continue the sugyas of Bishol, we had Shehiya, we had Hachzara. Now we're going to talk a little bit about Ein Bishol Achar Bishol. It says the Mishnah, Kol Shabbat B'chamin Milifnei Shabbos, something that was already went into hot water. For our purposes, that means it's already cooked. Something that was cooked before Shabbos. Shorin osa b'chamin b'Shabbos. One is allowed to cook it on Shabbos because you're not cooking it. If it was already cooked before Shabbos, then there's nothing, you know, once it happens, it happens. It can only happen once. Ein bishol achar bishol in halachic terminology. Is this similar to other malachas of ein tochen achar tochen and ein ma'amer achar ma'amer? Could be, but pashas not. Pashas is each one has to be analyzed separately. And once something is mevushal, then it can't be more mevushal. Because shalo baba chamen milifnei Shabbos, but it wasn't. If it didn't come into chamen before Shabbos, it wasn't cooked, then madichin so b'chamin b'Shabbos. You're allowed to be mediach. You could sprinkle some hot water, but you can't do anything more than that. Why is that? Says Rashi right here. Call Shabbat b'chamin. Call Maluach. Shabbat b'chamin erev Shabbos. Chozin v'sharon osa b'chamin b'Shabbos. Why? Ve'ein bo mishum tikun. Shaharei niskan kfar. There's no tikkun because it's already nitkan. It's already fixed. Again, not our issue now, but just 30 seconds on it. Tikkun, that sounds like a makabe patish type of lashon. Machmapatish, the final hammer blow. So there is a question that many Achronim ask. You know, it's one of those questions that there has to be an obvious answer to. You just have to formulate it. Why isn't every malacha Machmapatish? I finished something. When I colored something, oh, now it's a completed item. When I plowed the ground, Machmapatish. Everything should be Machmapatish. So with many malachas, that's a question of Machmapatish. It could be that Machmapatish only exists when you're not chai for any other malacha. Hopefully later on we'll have a shiur about that. But either way, Rashi uses the lashon of tikkun here. It's nitkan kvar, and therefore there is no bishul. If you look at the tzlach, the note to be Yehuda later on, where this mishnah comes up on daf kuf mem hey. But again, we're talking about it here because this is the perek about bishul. Is a svara or this is misora that they had? Yesh baze makom lesafik. Im davar zed dein bishul achar bishul. Haya yadua lachazal mikoach svara. The Chazal know this based on logic. The davar shekfar nizbashel called sarcho shuv lo shayach ba od bishul acher. Is this logical? Like it's physics. Once something is cooked, nothing more changes. Once it's cooked more. Im kain, and if that's true, l'may nafkamina, whether it's svara or whether it's misora, big nafkamina. What about outside of Hilchos Shabbos? Outside of Hilchos Shabbos, would you apply the principle of ein bishul achar bishul? What about basar b'chalav? What if I cooked meat and milk together, and now I'm going to heat it up again? Is there bishul achar bishul by basar b'chalav? Im kain, so if you say it's based on svara of ein bishul achar bishul, im kain gam b'shari surim, kagom b'basar b'chalav. Im nizbash lumi kodem, kol echad b'fnei atzmo. Each one of them, the milk and the cheese and the meat was cooked separately. V'acharkach nis'aruv v'nizbash lupam shenis, les b'vishim bishul achar basar b'chalav. It was already cooked. Oh, Dilma, or do we say no? This is something in Hilchos Shabbos specifically. It's a Mesorah. Rak b'Shabbos, de melechas machsheves asra Torah. O mishum de lo avi dumi de melechas ha-mishkan. Melechas machsheves, dumi de mishkan. Either way, it's something unique in Hilchos Shabbos. Aval b'shari sur, mish b'shal achar bishol. So he has that suffix. He says, look in the crazy in the place, look in the Rav Yonos and Ibishitz, and look in the Ramah. Which Ramah? That's the Ramah in Yaradeya. In Sibin Pei Zion, where the Ramah discusses a common case in the days of old. Again, this is an important Ramah for the Psik Reishis Sugyas, which we'll have to talk about. But the Ramah talks about, let's say, in the olden days, Jews used to travel and used to stay at an inn, and there was one oven that the innkeeper had, and all the travelers used to put their food into the pots on the, assuming there's a kosher pot, non-kosher pot, into the oven. So what happens if there's a fire underneath, and the Jew has his pot with his food cooking, and there's a non-Jew that has his pot right on the same fire next to it cooking too? So if a Jew stokes the fire on the bottom, so then he'll be cooking basar b'chalav, not only in his pot, he's not allowed to cook basar b'chalav, separate from eating and hana. So that's the discussion that the Ramah has. Is a Jew allowed to? So the Ramah says no. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a big discussion here. Is this a suffix psik resha? Because you don't know what's in the pot. But related to that, that's what the tzlach also notes would be the issue of bishul achar bishul. If items are already cooked by the goy, and now you're going to cook it more, so it could be bishul achar bishul. But again, that's the important ta'ara of the tzlach about whether this is a misora that they had dafka from Hilchos Shabbos, or it's svara that once something is cooked, it cannot be cooked again. Good. There are two major issues that come up in the sugi of Ein Bishal Lach Bishal. Number one is the state of the food, and number two is the method of cooking. This is number one, the state of the food. Ein Bishal Lach Bishal, there is a major difference between Dover Yavesh and Dover Lach. So we know Ein Bishal Lach Bishal, we paskin on a daraisa level, Ein Bishal Lach Bishal b'Dover Yavesh. So, if I have chicken, if I have a piece of kugel, if I have a potato, if I have a piece of schnitzel, that's already cooked. Mi daraisa, I could put that on a fire on Shabbos. Right, forgetting issues of achzara, there's no bishul daraisa when it comes to something that is dry, that is already cooked, previously cooked. That's davar mefurish. And by the way, this is in one sif in Shulchan Aruch. In Shin Yud Ches, sif dalid. Shin Yud Ches is the siman about bishul. So if you look in sif dalid, Reish Nun Gimel was shi'an achzara, because that was before Shabbos. But if you look here in sif dalid, Shin Yud Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says, tafshel shen is bashel gal tzarcho. Yesh bo mishem bishul im mitztanim, vim lon is bashel. If it's cooled off, we'll get to that. V'hani mili sheish bo bishal achabishal, b'tavshal sheish bo marak. When do you say there's a problem, which we'll get to soon? When it is liquid. Avol dover shen is bashal kfar. V'hu yavesh, and it's dry. Mutal l'shrosu b'chavim b'shabbos. You're allowed to cook it again on Shabbos. So we paskin, Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, everybody. Ein bishal achabishal b'dover yavesh on Shabbos. The Chaye Adam also emphasizes this in Oschaf. Even if it is tzonein legamre, even if I take it out of the refrigerator, it's totally cold, there is no bishol achar bishol. Remember the machlokas we had, again, we're machbir, but remember the machlokas we had between the Rambam and the Rashba about when is it considered fully cooked for Hilchos Shabbos. The Rashba said, once it's machu ben drusoi, that's it. That's cooked for Shabbos, and anything more is not bishol daraisa. So we pass like the Rambam, that up until mevusha kol tzarcho is a potential bishol daraisa anyway, but once it's mevusha kol tzarcho, so then one would be, this principle would kick in, ein bishol acha bishol b'davar yavish. But by a davar lach, is there any difference? What about soup? What about cold soup? Warming up cold soup. So if you look in the Rambam does not make any chilukim. The Rambam just says, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, Hamevashel Al Or, Dover Shu Mevushel Kol Tzarcho. If I cook on a fire something that is fully cooked, O Dover Sheino Tzarcho Bishul Klal, something that does not need cooking, Putter, there is no Isser Da'oraisa. And the Mefarshim explain, the Rashba says here, and the Ritva and others say, Ein Bishal Halacha Bishul, even by a Dover Lach. I could take soup out of the refrigerator and put it on a fire, and there is no such any iser daraisa. The Mishnah is not machalik. The Mishnah just says it, that if it's mevusha kol tzarcho, the Aruch HaShulchan, Harambam, Shin Yud Ches Yutes, Harambam lo chilik bin davar yavesh lo davar lach, ubein itztanin alone itztanin, deklala ka'amar, the davar shen ispashel kol tzarcho, ein bo od bishol, the ein bishol lacha bishol, ach betnai shen ispashel kol tzarcho. So if you look in the Rambam, and you look at Aruch HaShulchan explains it, the Rashba, the Ritva also quote this on Dav Mem, tomorrow's Dav, ein bishol lacha bishol, even by a davar lach. But there are implicit rishonim, Rashi in two places, Rashi and Daf Lamedal, Rashi and Daf Yud Ches, implicitly, and the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, explicitly, no, by a davar lach, yesh bishol achar bishol, by something more. It's the Rosh right here in our Gemara, Gimel Yud Aleph, he quotes Rashi, and he's medayik in Rashi. Medayik in Rashi goes, Rashi seems to say that, oh, if you're worried about Shem Yechate and one of the sugyas, maybe you might come to cook it. What do you mean cook it? It's already fully cooked. What's the issue? So says the Rosh, I think, Vaha, Damrina, Kol Shabbat B'chamin, Lefnei Shabbos, Sharon Asa B'chamin, Shabbos Hayinu, Dover Yavesh, only by something dry, but by something wet, Yesh Bishol Lach Bishol, Da'oraisa. This is again, the world of Da'oraisa. If I take soup out of the refrigerator and warm it up, so according to these we've shown in, there's an Issa Da'oraisa. And the Rosh brings a Raya from Beitza, from Perek HaMevi, the last Perek in Beitza. Why? Because the Gemara there says, Abraisa, Echana Mevi Yasa Or, Echana Mevi Yasa Eitzim, somebody brings the wood, somebody brings the matches, somebody brings the pot, and they all put it on, and Echana Zotokan Mimes, one puts water in, and one puts spices in, and one starts stirring. Kulan Chayavin, says the Rosh. Avavisha Oso Shanasalan Tokan Mim Neschayav Mishum Avashal. If I put water in a pot, so then he's already Chayav for Bishal. So how could the one who stirs it afterwards also be Chayav for Bishal? It's already cooked. Right? It must be Alma Yesh Bishol Lach HaBishol. But this is the Shita of many Rishonim, the Rashi and the Rosh, and Ben Yonah quoted in the Ran, that Yesh Bishol Lach HaBishol by a Dovar Lach. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, the Shulchan Aruch says it, Im Nitztanein. Tavshol Shem Esparshol Kol Tzarcho Yesh Bo Mishom Bishol, im nitztanein, if it has cooled off. If it has cooled off, so then we are machmir for yesh bishol achar bishol by a davar lach. What is the svar for the chiluk? Why should there be a difference between a davar lach and a davar yavish? Yesh bishol, the Rambam is right. Right, it's straight. But if you look in the Minchas Chinuch, in the Mosach of Shabbos, he says, the davar yavesh afilu kishen it's tanein, ha-pu'ula ha-rishon adayin bemkoma omedes, u'memela aminah yimishlach ha-bishol. Once you cook chicken, chicken is chicken. It's still chicken. Avo b'davar lach shen it's tanein, de'ena pu'ula ha-rishon nikeres, aminah yishbishlach ha-bishol. What does that mean? Seems to be when it comes to a solid dry food, the cooking, even when it's cold, it doesn't disappear. The effects of it doesn't disappear. So it's a cold piece of chicken, and it's a cold potato, and it's a cold piece of kugel. But when it comes to liquid, so then the pu'ula disappears. Cold soup is not just cold soup, right? The temperature plays an integral role in the item. It's similar to bishul. Like, how do we determine bishul by davar yavesh? Machal medrasoi, edibility. How do we determine bishul by liquids? Temperature, right? Yatzo levisbo. So you already see that there's a difference between solids and liquids. So the Minchas Chinuch and the other Achronim expand on it, that there's a svara between lach and yavesh. The Ramah says, though, as long as it is, right, the Shulchan Aruch's language was im nitztanein. If it's nitztanein, so then there is bishlach abishol. The language of the Ramah later on in Siftes Vav is, as long as it wasn't, nitztanein legamrei. As long as it wasn't, it's tanin legamre. And the language of the, let me just find you the Lashon, right at the end of Tezvav. V'nogu l'hakel bazeh imlo nitztanin legamre. Right, language, Mishnah Berurah. After l'dasa machaber, kiva shenitztanin ma'at mechamimuso. V'ein yatzo ledesbo, shuv yesh bo mishum bishol, k'mo shakasavnu, ha'minog l'hakel bazeh, desomchem bazeh yesh mekilin, k'oz mashlo nitztanin legamre. As long as it's not nitztanin legamre. So let's give an example. Let's say I had a cup of tea. I had a cup of tea, and I want a second cup of tea, but there's a little few drops in the bottom of my tea still. Do I have to make sure that there's nothing left? Dry it all out? The answer is no, right? Unless it's nitztanein legamrei legamrei. So then, even if it's not, if it is, there might be other kulas. But if you would still drink it, so then you don't have to make it so dry. Or what about if somebody's serving soup? Somebody's serving with a ladle. So they ladle out. Let's say they take a 2-minute break. And then they're about to ladle more. The ladle still has soup on it. Do you have to worry about those droplets? You're going to put it back into the kli rishon. So is that cooking? So we paskin, ein bishalach bishal, even by davar lach, if it's not nistanin legamrei. And as long as it's not nistanin legamrei, that's the Ramah, the language of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Ein ra'ui le'echol machmas, adayin ra'ui le'echol machmas chamimuso. It's still roi to drink because of the warmth that it had, and therefore it would be okay. There is a Rabbeinu Yerucham that's also quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Yerucham says that, where is this Rabbeinu Yerucham? Here, also in Siv Dalid. Rabbeinu Yerucham says, Tavsho shenizpazo kotzocho yeshba mishim bishol im nitztanein. The Ramah adds, v'yeshomrim tafka im mitztamek v'yafilo. So we didn't talk about that. If it's mavusha called tsar, up into mavusha called tsar, you shayach bishol. What if it's mavusha called tsar, going to mislamic v'yafalo? Right? It sits more, it'll get better. So that's also yesh bishol achar bishol. But what about mislamic v'ralo? What if it's going to get worse if you leave it on? So the Ramah says, quoting Rabbeinu Yerucham, then it's not, there's no bishol achar bishol. And the Bach is upset about that. The Bach says, what are you talking about? By chashos derabanan, then you could say, you know what, mislamik v'yafalo, we're choshish that you might stoke the flames because you want the fire bigger. Mislamik v'ralo, we're not choshish, you're going to stoke the flames. But by daraisa, you're doing the bishul daraisa. Why should it make a difference? If you cook it more, it's going to get worse. Says the Bach, shouldn't it be a difference between mislamik v'yafalo and mislamik v'ralo? You're doing the maisa of bishul. You're not doing a destructive act. It's not makalkel. So that's what the Bach argues on this Rabbeinu Yerucham. But his son-in-law, the Taz, says, no, I think Rabbeinu Yerucham, I can explain Rabbeinu Yerucham. He says, V'suni early, de'esh chilek zeh. This is in the Taz of Gan Dalet. De'esh chilek bazeh. Da'af b'min ha-Torah. Da'kai malon, b'malech ha-Shabbos, malech ha-Machshev ha-Zasra Torah. Remember, malech ha-Machshev, the Pazuk in Vayakel. V'hainu b'vay de'nichalei. V'zeh ba l'chameim l'hafik tzinaso. Lo she yitztamek od. D'haralo. Says the Taz, we find most of the time, this big sugya Malech HaMachsheves, 85% of the time, Malech HaMachsheves is a kula
in Hilchas Shabbos. It's a kula. Even if you're chayiv, it's called a maisa in other areas, but for Hilchas Shabbos, it's not called a maisa. And this is another example of it. Even if you want to say it's bishul technically, but it's not malachas b'chshabbos. You're not happy about this. It's ralo. You're not, it's not nichalacha, and therefore you'll be putter in this regard. There are a couple of chumras, right? The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Samach, which talks about Zoreh versus Grama bin Izakin. Grama bin Izakin is going to be a putter, even though Zoreh inherently is a Grama type of malacha, and you're going to be chayiv. So there are a couple of examples where malachas machshavis is a chumra, but generally it's a kula, and that's how the Taz explains Rabbeinu Yerucham. So that's Yavish versus Lach. How do you determine whether something is lach or yavesh? Let's say this chicken with gravy on it. Am I allowed to take chicken out of the fridge, put it in, let's say, a kdera gabik dera on top of a heat source? And when you heat it up, it's going to be sitting a little bit. So Rav Schechter said that you go by what it would be at room temperature. Sometimes there's congealed fat. So if you leave it out, so is it going to become liquid or is it not going to become liquid? So he felt you go by room temperature. If something's frozen, you're not going to call that a dover yavish, right? If it's going to melt when it's out of the refrigerator, that's not acceptable, right? Let's say somebody has a piece of challah and there's ice particles on it, and you're going to put it on a heat source and it's going to melt the ice particles, so that's a dover yavish if you have serious ice particles on it. But you go by room temperature, so as long as, even if there's moisture on something, it's wet. But if it's not going to be sitting in a big puddle, then pashas, you could call it a dover yavish. So even if it's a oily piece of chicken or a latke, or meat in a lot of gravy, so that's going to be a lach, and there, that you cannot warm up, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch here does not quote the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch says that ein bishol lachar bishol, but dafka the chiluk between lach and yavish. Remember, the Rambam doesn't have any chilukim. Some teimanim hold like the Rambam straight, and therefore they would warm up soup on Shabbos morning. Shulchan Aruch does not say that. The Shulchan Aruch is machar like the other Rishonim against the Rambam that there is by a davar lach. Good. But there is another major discussion besides the state of the food. That is part one of bishol lach habishol. The other part is the method of cooking. We paskin only the same process. Would we say, is there no problem of bishol lach habishol? But if there's a different process, then it's a problem. What is the same process versus different process? What does that mean? So that's a machlokes between the Yireim and the Ravyah. The Yireim and the Rav Yah. We know there are two types of cooking. There's dry cooking and moist cooking. Let's say making noodles. I make noodles in water. That's called wet cooking. I could bake something. That's called dry cooking. When I roast something, that's called dry cooking. So we're machmer to assume ein bishol achar bishol, but yesh afia achar bishol, or yesh bishol achar afia. Something like that. Let's say I would putting matzah or challah, pieces of challah, I want to put some challah into my soup. So if I put it into my soup, it's probably okay because we assume that a bowl is a kli shlishi, right? Because the pot and the ladle and the bowl. But let's say I want to take a challah and for some reason put it into the pot that was on the fire. A kli rishon shehusar me'ala ish. So that could be a problem because that would be bishol achar afia. But really, this is a machlokas rishonim, whether I have to be worried about that. It's fascinating. Raya's lakan or lakan. The Sefer Yireim, Reb Lezer Mimetz, says in Reish Ayin Dalet, he says, ein bishol achar bishol, aleish bishol achar tzli, veish tzli achar bishol. What's his raya? His raya is a Gemara in Meseches Brachos. The Gemara Meseches Brachos says, if I take matzah and I soak the matzah, so then I can no longer be yotzei my mitzvah of matzah. What do you mean? Why? What do you see from there? Soaking it and cooking it. I'm sorry, I should say cooking it, not soak it. Soaking it would be okay, but I can't cook it. Why can't I cook it? Because then it loses its shei matzah. So what do you see from there? If you cook something after baking it, it's significant, and therefore we would say also ein bishol lach habishol. That's what the Gemara says. Gabi matzah lechem ksiv einu nikra lechem ela afui v'lo mevushal ukishabishlo achar afiyaso nikra mevushal diyesh bishol achar afiya hu adinami tzlo v'achar kach bishlo diyesh bishol achar tzli. That is the Yireim and Reish Ayin Dalad, right? The diyek from the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed Ches. Says the Rav Yah, I beg to differ. Look at that Gemara. What does the Gemara say? It's a special din of matzah. You need tam matzah v'leka if you don't have the tam of matzah. But it could still be halachically considered matzah. It's just that you don't have matzah. V'la milsehi tam maisi le'bekar be'ketzim avar k'nu maskina ad kan l'kam rabbi yosi el gabi matzah to be in a tam matzah b'fiv v'leka. And therefore, that is a strong question. The Yosef quotes this and he says, Vahoida Osfe Ravya, Mimaskan the Rakizam of Arachani, Kushya Chazaka. The Beis Yosef says the Kasha the Ravya has on the Yereim is a very strong Kasha. So if you look in the Bach, you look in the Taz, in Shin Yudches, Sifkat and Vav, you look in the other Achronim, they try to answer, the Egle Tal has this also, they try to answer up for the Yereim, but either way, it's quoted lahalach in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Shulchan Aruch here in Shin Yud Ches, later on the Shulchan Aruch quotes these two deos about Bishol Achar Afia and Afia Achar Bishol in Sif Hey. Let me just find it. Yesh Misha Omer. Why does it say Yesh Misha Omer? It's Rabbi Elazar Mimetz. It's Machlokas Mishonim. Yesh Misha Omer. The Dover Shenefe O Nitzla in Bishlo Acharkach Bemashke Yesh Bamishim Bishol. The also Litain Path Afilu Beklisheni Shayazol Adesbo. The Yesh Matirin Afilu Beklisheni Yesh Mekilan Afilu Beklirishon. The Nagul Izar Lachadchila. The Litain Path Afilu Beklisheni Kozman Shayad Sol Adesbo. So we're Machro Lachadchila for the Shita of the Urayim of Yesh Bishol Achar Afia Yesh Afia Achar Bishol. Right, and then so one has to be notes about like the Shmir Shabbos discusses about croutons. Croutons, what are croutons considered? They're deep fried. So if croutons are deep fried, so then that's considered bishul and halacha. So putting them to soup is not a problem. Ain't bishul halacha bishul. But what if one has healthy croutons, baked croutons, right? Something like the bread croutons, the baked. So then it could be an issue of yesh bishul achar afia, unless you assume that the bowl is going to be a kli shlishi, and if you're relying on the kula of kli shlishi, and therefore it would be okay. The Shmir Shabbos says, shkediot marako itriot. Noodles, mitzuganos b'shemen an mekaris k'shem muchanas la'achila mutter la'seisos on afila b'kli rishon. Why? Ki atigun beribu shemen nechshav l'bishol v'enis v'bishol l'achabishol. Croutons, anything deep fried is considered bishol and therefore ain bishol achar bishol. But again, somebody breaks on matzah, that would be an issue of bishol achar afia if it would be a kli rishon. But again, if it's a kli shlishi, then if you rely on that heter, then it will be okay. Pan fried is a question. Let's say regular schnitzel. You have a little oil in the pan. Is that called bishol or is that called afia? Let's say I want to warm up schnitzel on top of the urn, put in a tin foil. So is that a problem? Because if that's called bishul, not afia, then this would be dry heat after moist heat, and that could be afia achar bishul. So that's a question, but again, if it's not in a place where it's going to get yasso ledesbo, then for sure it's okay anyway. But either way, these are some of the issues that come up for bishul achar bishul. Okay, we'll stop here.